You letting the grays show your age,
They show
man.
my age a little. I'm like,
Yeah. You gotta get the gloves. Grandson,
crazy.
get in here.
Don't ever
Grandson.
look older than you do when you try to figure out something on the computer, boy. I
This
tell
is the
you
look
what.
right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It ain't make
What
no difference when they do that too.
is
They do. I think I got it. Like, it's
I
like the
think.
letters gonna get bigger. You'd be like, wait a minute. It's gonna make itself make sense in a second. I
And
know
Grandpa,
one
you're on video, huh? I'm trying to take your
minute.
phone off. You're on a video. I hear you. Huh?
Huh?
Man, the voice
How's
now.
everybody doing, man? How's everybody doing?
Fantastic.
Doing pretty
Terrible.
good. Terrible? What's going
Terrible.
on, friend?
I'm trying to prepare my house for the holidays, and it's not going well. If I spend all of this money on this preparing the house, nobody gets a gift. I'm letting you know right now. I just spent $800 in new floors for bedrooms. We ain't even got them installed. $400 for paint. Okay? If this is what adulting is made of, 2 out of 10 would not recommend. This is Christmas. What did you get for Christmas? A new room. Get a new bedroom.
And you know what's crazy? Kids won't appreciate how big a room is until they ended up with a roommate as an adult, and they'll appreciate how much having your own room is, like closing the door, walk around just your drawers, jacking off if you want to. This your room. You could do that because that door closed. They don't
Rolling,
appreciate it.
yeah, your roommate pulling, farting under the covers and then pulling it over your head and making you stay there. Y'all call him roommate. I, you know, husband, same thing. Same thing. What's the difference?
I just got no roommates now. Now I'm roommate free. So this is
I
a
did
phase.
notice
This is a
that you
new
got a new
spot.
setup.
You see the new background? It's a different background now, you know? I got a little arch, little doorway coming in.
No
Okay.
roommates comes, no furniture though. I see
Well,
nothing.
I mean, you gotta give it time, brother. I just moved in a week ago. You know what I'm saying?
Dion. Hey,
It's
Herb,
me.
you stuck to your timeline though. You said you was gonna
Me and
move
the
in,
plants. You know what I mean?
yeah.
It's
Right
only me.
before,
He got an air mattress and some plants. I Oh no,
respect it, Herb.
I got a real mattress now, king size. You know.
Okay, but
No box spring, no box spring, is no
there a
box spring,
headboard? Is there a
huh?
headboard?
Yes, ma'am. I'm
There
doing
is.
okay. I live a good life.
He was like, it's a headboard for a super king, but
I live a good life. I just had six roommates. You know what I mean? But now I ain't got none.
Hey, if you went from six roommates to none, if you sleep on the floor, you're still doing better than 95%. I am a plant. I'm gonna send you a plant. If you inbox me, I would like to send you a plant. You
Thank
deserve that.
you.
You deserve that.
I just got a money tree. Somebody sent me a money tree.
Hey,
I'm just
still got the
looking
tag
green
on just
over
to
here.
return it, huh? Got the tag on it to return it?
It's looking
Yeah,
good.
I would. Wasn't no money on it. Throw that, put that shit back. Put it
The
back.
money
We don't
gonna
want it.
come. The money, you gotta give it time. It's
Gotta get
almost
it, yeah.
like
Hey,
waiting for Dion. It's like waiting for
was this
Dion's
a
hair to grow. It's gonna be slow. It's a
Come on, man.
process. But
You just gotta believe.
if you nurture it, it's gonna happen. Look at
Was
them follicles
this
right up in the
move
front.
out on purpose or was it a kick out?
What happened?
Was this move out on purpose or was it a kick out? Like, nigga, you ain't spending.
Well,
You acted, nigga, you are unhinged. Get out.
I live downtown, so it's a bit of both. You know what I mean?
That's hilarious. The hair's showing off, though. I just want to speak about it since
He's
he's
going
not
crazy.
right here. Tahir is showing off. He came back.
You know, he,
Super you
king.
know, he got his fat hat on, but if you look behind him, he wants everybody to take pride in his collection, and they should because it's a nice collection. Nice But don't
collection.
show off to those of us who are less fortunate.
I didn't even
Like,
realize
don't.
that was behind me.
Oh, I
what?
ain't. That's crazy. You just strategically set the camera up right there.
No,
It's nice.
it's on a random picture display thing. This isn't a real wall. That's the fake wall, but every time it's just something different. So I
Hey,
didn't even
Tahir.
realize that was the thing behind me.
What if
to
we
him.
find out that Tahir just holding people's sneakers at his house? Like he'd be like, "Yo, listen, man, I
Like
need
it's a
for
rental company. What if he had like a rental
you."
company?
I'm in the
Like when people
closet,
want to
guys.
keep
This
the
ain't
red
real.
carpet.
That ain't real. That ain't real.
That's
To
funny.
here.
I can't even touch none of that. That's not real.
Listen,
All of that's fake behind me.
I know
To here.
Afterpay when I see it.
Come on. Come
All
on,
right.
after.
I know Klarna when I see it now. All right. You call a little too crazy. You
He
pay
trying to
for
be
one
humble because
little
the
flight
IRS is
on
watching.
Afterpay and niggas never let you forget it. I paid for one little punk ass flight to Vegas on Afterpay, and now Herm won't ever let me get over it. That's
I
crazy
tell
to me.
you what, every flight I pay, I make, I gotta pay for is coming on Afterpay. Every single, and my hotels, because Marriott takes Afterpay.
I'm
So
gonna tell
I'm
you
paying
something.
for my hotel. Listen,
I
I
start
gotta
doing
come to
that.
LA next week.
I started doing that when I decided. I said, "Listen, I'm gonna do Afterpay because if I don't enjoy myself, I'm gonna dispute the charges. So
That's
you
all
pay
I'm
up
saying.
front. You pay up front. The money gone. The money gone. You pay
My
on
rent
Afterpay.
is
You dispute. Hey,
Afterpay.
that wasn't me.
Your rent on Afterpay?
No,
My rent on
I didn't pick up
Afterpay.
that rental
You know
car.
what
That
I'm
wasn't
saying?
me. And I always wear a disguise when I go out of town now. So it's like you can't prove that was me.
Would you be disguised as?
A tall nigga.
Like right, right now, one of them little.
That
Right now, it look like your Halloween costume is one of the mushroom people from Mushroom Land on Mario Brothers.
a little
You just
toad.
called me Toad Heifer.
A woke toad.
The little mushroom
Plumbers,
people just.
plumbers, plumbers. I got to tell you about the princess.
Oh, how this pink toe has deceived us. We as Italians need to understand.
Got y'all
As
running around
Italian.
here jumping on the back of turtles. And for what, huh? Woman that wants to get captured? Don't make sense to me, King.
King. I love money to hear. Money to hear is the best to hear. This is amazing to hear. I love this to hear. Because
Herm,
he's
first
so
of all,
happy.
stop lying to these people. I ain't got
What?
no money, Herm. I ain't
What?
got no money. This is all cap, bro. All the
About as
shoes that
fake
you
as that
see,
background, huh? About as fake as that background.
listen, all of these shoes were bought secondhand. Okay. I
That's
spent
even.
I
You mean
stopped.
from your first hand to your second hand? You just
That's
passed
it.
it on over, huh?
Cash in delivery. That's
That's
it.
what I
That's
think.
what
That's what I
it
see.
is. Corey, this is what you don't understand, and Dion can attest to this. When you move in LA, you're not just paying like a regular deposit, like in most places. When you move in LA, you have to pay first and last month, and then like a deposit on top of that, and you have to pay because like what is it? He said he moved in a week ago, so that was still October. So he had to pay a prorate. Right to get in early, and then he's gonna have to
Talking
pay rent
about
right back. So that means Herm just dropped probably about eight racks, eight, nine
me?
racks. Easy, easy, right?
He
So
paying for that archway.
who really got the money?
Because you said, let's do it. You was like, I'm
Who
good.
really got the money, Queen? Let's do the math. Let's do the math, Herm. Let's add it
You
up.
seen a plant in here and you see light bulbs. That's all I got. That's
Herm,
it.
king
Herm.
size bed.
In the king size, I've been eating light bulbs for dinner. Okay, I would love to have me a sneaker in this motherfucker. Just one. I've been walking around with socks.
This
Okay.
is how I know Tahir got money because hit the back of his heels ain't dirty. You
None of
drive,
them.
you got like the little dirt on the rubber. He cleans them mugs nightly. He has
I
no
don't
dirt
drive
in the
with
back
my
of the
shoes
heels.
on in the car. I have
He
driver slippers in the car. He
that
also
is
got walking
money.
his
That's
toes.
money.
That's not
That's
money. That's
money.
just a good investment. You gonna
Nope.
continue to mess up that bottom of that heel on your driver foot. So
Nope.
just
That's
take your shoes
money.
off and keep some small slippers in your car. Just put
That's
them in the
money.
back seat.
Nobody is that doing all of that.
Or keep
Nobody.
a Maria, responsible. It's just
or keep a
responsible,
Maria to
guys.
clean your shoes nightly when you're at comedy clubs. Hey,
These ain't
Maria,
even
can
my
you
shoes. This is an overflow that they just allow me to use the backdrop of. Okay. These ain't my
heel?
shoes. These shoes, I ain't worn none of these
It
shoes.
says,
Look, look at the bottom of that.
it says more mob behind you right there. More mob lane.
But look,
Oh,
your mugs
nice.
are
They're really
clean.
warm.
These are just overflow shoes for a store. I'm making a little money by letting them keep their inventory
This
here.
whole time, this
Look,
is actually cake. Look,
this
you know what it is? To hear walk on his toes. So so you know,
like, these are my house shoes. They don't leave the house. These are my house shoes. On the other side is my.
He got driving shoes. I don't know no niggas with driving shoes.
That driving Nobody slippers. Any kind of they're just slippers.
Slippers.
They could be any
I'm
slippers.
Sorry.
They could be
driving
any.
Do you have carpet in your car too? Is it plush? Yeah, I've heard of coming to your house and taking my shoes off before I go in the house. But taking my shoes off before I get in your car. Mm. That's a bit bourgeois.
It's, not, it's just respecting my investment. If I invest this money in this good vehicle, I want to keep it clean, and your shoes won't allow it to be great like that. So you can sit down on a seat, feet still outside the car. You take your shoes off. I have guest slippers. They just like the house slippers. Or you can put the booties over.
You know who do that? And I'm going to take that back. I'm going to tell you who does that. People in LA. You want to know why? Because I realized this when I was there last week. You in that car so fucking long, it feels like you're in the house. You should have on house shoes.
Yeah.
I don't understand anybody with any kind of sense and patience living in a place like LA.
Yeah.
What do you do all day aside from being stuck in traffic?
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm
What do you do? Y'all say, I don't, oh, we don't leave the house during this time to go on because you get.
You in too deep.
Yeah,
I came when I was 19.
What freeway you gotta take? You be like, oh no, I ain't gonna make it for a couple hours. I'm not even gonna try. No. I'm not gonna do myself like that. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, let me turn this podcast on. Let me watch this sermon.
As hey, I'm gonna do my destination.
When you ain't got no car, you know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta worry about all that. You
got some trains.
But no.
Hey, sweetheart, Herm ain't come to my
no
house. Train.
Listen, Herm ain't never took nothing but an Uber Black. I ain't never seen him hop out of no Prius, no Camry. No, nothing. It ain't if it ain't an Uber Black, Big Herm
he ain't doing it.
Herm is 6'6". He's 6'6". What backseat is he gonna get in?
Not a one.
Y'all know what the broke nigga display case is? That's the bus.
Yeah.
I ride
Herm, one last time you've been on the bus, Herm.
Let's be real.
And I don't even know you, bro.
Cross your heart. Swear to God.
Listen,
okay.
I have a whole set about the bus. I'm telling you, I ride the bus all the time. Not as much anymore, but a lot.
Exactly. You mean, not as much anymore. I don't anymore.
Only because I'm getting funnier and they paying me now to tell jokes. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Before it was just me. It was
I'll
be
praying
on Section 8 women. That's why he'd be going on the bus like on these women who likes this tall ass nigga. Hey, sweetheart, with the baby right there. How you doing? Can I sit next to you?
You gotta be in your car.
In your car.
Herm, Dion, I'll be out somewhere, and just by happenstance, somebody'll let me know where the next move is. Like, all right, this the after party, this the after hour spot right at. So I'll pull up, you know what I'm saying, grateful to have gotten the information, excited to be here, just motivated about life. Herm already out there
slippers.
Leaning against a S63 Benz, you know, feet kicked up, smoking with like well-known LA artists. I'm talking like, it's by an artist named Blue the Great. You see that? Right? Mm-hmm. Ask Herm how many pairs he got.
Bill, you a liar. Why are you lying on this holiday, man?
Herm go to the Nike headquarters and go grab 3Ds when he want to. So off that, I be on the bus. Yeah, nigga, when you hang with rich people, you take Uber Black. Yeah, sure, you don't have a car. We get it, Herm. You not like us.
You believe them,
Ms. Corey?
I cannot relate. As you can see, I'm doing this cast from inside of a Jeep Wrangler. I share a house with 8 other people, so I feel you're 6, okay? Apparently, in about 2 more months, there'll be another person moving in, and apparently we're going to have to take this motherfucker to the ceiling, okay? All of my shoes, I walk, run, drive, work out, kick ass, all in the same one shoe. If the heel wear out, it's just a worn out heel. And then I'm going to turn it into a fashion statement because I'm a cold motherfucker and I set trends.
That's
everybody going to wear they going to want to wear their heels.
That's my friend.
But what shoe is it though?
Oh, it's a, what is this? It's a Nike. Little, an Air Max. It's an
That
Air Max.
matters. Yeah, that's good. That's a good shoe.
It's an Air Max. It's a working woman shoe. It's something that, you know, a black female comic trying to get on some of these flyers has to wear because she can't get the Jordan with the little, you know, the with the, you know, them expensive ones that I can't even talk about.
That's a big nurse shoe too. You know what I'm saying? You can be a nurse. You know, that's a big nurse shoe. That Air
a
Max.
Big nurse shoe.
Air Max is definitely nurses.
You know what I'm saying? Not big nurses, but a big nurse shoe. You know what I'm saying?
It's a popular. You mean by popular nurse shoe? Gotcha.
That's definitely a nurse shoe.
You need that comfort when you're making your rounds.
And when they want to get cocky, they have a matching their little.
Because you can't wear this down. That's why you can't wear this down when you drive.
Yeah.
When you drive this far, you can't wear that down. That's why I got to wear what I can't wear down.
They Nike gave Herm a bed with that at the bottom of it.
That's crazy.
Air Max bed.
Wow, shock.
We not the same, Herm. You just live a different life, man. We can only strive to live the life you live, bro. Like it's just different.
Deion got LED lights in his background. Look at that. He got a bookshelf. I don't even have books in this.
Now he's just reaching, Deion. Now he's just reaching. That's all, Deion. You see him trying to deflect. He's trying to deflect.
How about
no? Is that a bowl of? I don't know if that a bowl of fake fruit behind Deion.
Look at that.
What is that on the shelf? What's that? I can't see it. Yeah. What's that? What is that? Oh, another plant.
Wow. Okay. Look at that.
You just, just in a horticulture. You just agriculture, horticulture, huh? You just out here. You just a culturalist. You can't grow hair, but you can grow plants. Man. Like, come on, crazy. Now.
$7 home goods, yo.
I've never seen somebody have a succulent bouquet. Deion is bougie, bro. He got a bouquet of succulents.
Why are y'all bougie because you knew it was a succulent. I thought it was a dandelion.
I thought you was compliment me. Are you calling me succulent? I didn't know that was the name of the plant.
This is stupid. This is why I don't come on here.
this is why
I don't come on here.
Well, are you calling me succulent?
Listen, this is my issue. Deion, I've never seen Deion with anything less than a clean baldy. That's how you know when you're getting a lot of money. When your
why y'all deflect? Hey, start the show. What are
always
we doing?
Clean. We ain't start the show yet.
This was just the opening dialogue. I just wanted people to see how ridiculous my friends are, how rich and amazing my friends are. That's all I was.
Take your hat off, man. Let's see who got the fresh body. This is like a week.
Right now I look like George Jefferson. That's why I'm telling this man had ain't coming on.
I don't understand why people like y'all who with the George Jefferson ability. Like you have the bit, like you know, all the way growing.
I worked but, hard for this George Jefferson.
Like, why don't y'all talk to y'all other brothers about just letting go? Like y'all
Time out. I'm not one of those. I'm actually a great looking bald brother. I just didn't shave this morning.
That's what I'm saying. Someone that is a great looking bald brother, because if you don't, you'll have the George Jefferson. I'm talking about your brothers that be outside with their sunroof. Mm-hmm. And they still trying to hold on, especially the dreads. I'm dreading the dreads. I'm dreading it. Everybody almost on Stevie Wonder time right here with it. I don't care if it's down here. If it's only right here.
They hold on to what they get complimented from the most.
No, they don't.
I love your hair. I love it. Oh, okay. I got this. This is where I had them back in high school. But I can't let this go. This is my Samson. I can't let my hair go.
A lot of those people is non-religious. They don't have
Wonder?
God in their life.
Is that what it is?
They atheists, so they just because they
and ain't delusional. They might be Geminis too, because I heard Gemini.
They ain't got nothing to pray for. They
might be Geminis.
You ain't gonna tell Stevie Wonder that though. Corey, you ain't gonna tell Stevie Wonder that. Tell him to his face, Stevie.
Who gonna tell Stevie to his face to do it?
What I want to do is fire the person who stands next to him that has not told Stevie. Now Stevie don't need eyes. Stevie don't need eyes to feel how dumb he looks right now. He don't need no eyes for that.
You don't know
common sense would tell you something is missing. You ain't got to see.
He don't know the standard. He never sees
the
top.
Do y'all know everybody in Stevie Wonder Camp is blind?
Stop it, man.
Who's y'all didn't know that? I'm just telling y'all. Y'all got to look it up.
This why you live by yourself. This is the reason. That's why you got kicked out of the frat house right here. Because you say shit like this and people just be looking at you and they was tired of you. Them six people was tired of you. Yeah, and you just happened to have enough money to when they kicked you out that you was like, okay, all right.
It's cool. I'll see y'all later, man.
Okay. I'll go. It's me. It's not y'all. It's me. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. All right. We're gonna jump into this first topic. Before we do, though, I want to shout out our special guest today. We got Dion Lack. We got Herm, Big Herm in the building. And we got Corey B in the goddamn house. So we're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
For a gift that's always on time and lasts a lifetime, you can't do better than MasterClass. With MasterClass, your loved ones can learn from the best to become their best. What's dope about MasterClass is it's the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best, all right? That's why Wirecutter calls it an invaluable gift. The gift of unlimited learning. And you can learn from any MasterClass instructor anywhere. I'm talking about on your smartphone, your computer, your smart TV. They even have an audio mode. You might want to take an improv class from Amy Poehler to conquer your fears in front of people. You might want to get into stand-up comedy and learn how to craft your set. You can take a class from Judd Apatow. I'm telling you, these classes really make a difference. 88% of the members felt like MasterClass made a positive impact on their lives. I personally took Samuel Jackson class, and here's what I love. You don't just learn something. You get key things for life. Someone who's getting into acting, I'm still learning how to audition and how to become a better actor. And one of the keys that Samuel Jackson said in there is that sometimes they'll just give you a script of a person or a character, and sometimes they won't even give you a breakdown of who and what that character is. So he was like, he gives them a background story for every character that he gets. Right, he gives them a mother, a father. He gives them what their parents went through, how their childhood was, what their upbringing was. And I was like, yo, that's super, super dope. Because now you're not just reading the lines off the script. You're feeling the lines. You have became this character and you're reading the lines through that character's upbringing and what they went through. That is something that I would now have for life going forward when it comes to being a better actor. Plus, there's no risk. Every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Give your loved ones a year of learning with MasterClass. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/squad for the current offer, all right? That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/squad. SQUADD.
First topic of the day we have, you are trapped on a mountain. You can only have one. Do you bring a book to read versus a notebook to continuously write in? Now, with this book, it could be something you've never read. It could be something that you've already read. But at some point, if you've never read it, obviously, you're going to finish it. And that's all you're going to have to read for 6 months. If it's a notebook, it's a notebook that never runs out of pages. Somehow, you'll always have at least 50 pages left for that entire time that you're there, that 6 months. So it's like, do you want to read a work that someone else created or thought of? Or do you want to be able to have something to write your thoughts down for 6 months, trapped on a mountain, completely alone?
I mean, it takes me about 6 months to read a book anyway.
I love your motherfucking honesty, bro, because I'm probably about the same. I ain't gonna hold you. Unless it's a book that, like, just grab. You know how many times I've tried to read the Bible and never made it past, like, half of Genesis? Like, ever?
It's a different kind of read. They should have just put pictures. Pictures would have been much better than that. Yeah, they should have just put pictures.
They got the picture versions. They do. They got the picture version of the Bibles.
Right.
Yeah.
They have a whole comic book.
Yeah.
Hey, now, if they illustrated the Bible like a Marvel comic book, I think I'd be all in.
I got you. I can show it to you. It's really thick.
What
they
else
have
you got in there?
whoa, Dion. Hold on, what's the children's show?
Yeah, it is.
I can show it to you. It's really thick. Hold on, man. Set your girthy ass up, bro. This is.
I you got said a what I said. Bible?
Hey, Dion. Hey, big head.
Oh, she said, hey, thick head. Thusky.
Thusky. Can you imagine that, though? The disciples looking like the Avengers? He's like, disciples, assemble.
Seeing like a Goliath.
The hair has left.
He just
the
left. Hair. But I
you just
feel
take
like
the hat off. If you take the hat off, you don't need the fan.
It's my condition day, Courtney. I mean, Corey. I have to condition my hair and make sure the shit right for this weekend. Okay, so I can't do nothing to it right now. Just let the shit marinate, and then later on, the shit gonna be like a smooth ass, coily ass, thick ass stew, baby. Mm-hmm. You dig
now?
That?
You back to the thickness, huh?
Right,
it's too much for me.
Yeah, this is a lot. I'm uncomfortable.
Thick ass stew. Yeah, that girl didn't drink water.
I'll be telling people y'all my friends, but y'all don't want it. Y'all don't want it for real.
No, I do not want it. I'd rather not.
Do you have a little bag up under there to keep it moisturized?
No. I mean, you direct knit to hair? Huh?
You direct knit to hair? Like,
No. So I basically yesterday I had it moisturized. Today I just left it. Like today I would normally like pick it out and then use the glove and everything. And I just ain't do it this morning yet. So I went on my morning walk and I had another Scully on. So it's just crunched down right now. But when I pick it out, it's gonna be illustrious.
And where do you put your tampons while it's soaking in? Because he's going to be a bad bitch this weekend. He said, I'm going out this weekend, and nobody can tell me I can't go out. I earned it. We outside.
Yeah. He was talking like this.
You're a bad bitch here.
You're a bad bitch.
Do you hold your head back and let your eyes roll when you scroll, letting the condition out? Do you do this?
No.
Do you open your mouth ever so slightly?
I'm still very much scared. I said I'm scared. I'm still very much scared of like water getting in my nose and shit. Like, so I hold my head back like this when I'm in the
You do not do that as a grown man.
I do too. I ain't gonna hold you. It stings.
Are y'all kidding
me? Hey, if I ever backstroke in the water, I'm like,
listen, I am not comfortable in the water like that. Yeah. So it don't even matter if it's a shower. Like I've almost drowned in the shower like 3 times in life. I'm not gonna hold.
Can I be honest with y'all? Y'all both got some really big nostrils. So I'm sure water fills up so fast.
It's like a shot glass.
Y'all gonna grab. I see it.
Hey, like Herm, I don't know why you sit up there talking at the velocity that water probably bounces off your bald ass head. You probably not safe in that shower either. Your shit coming off like a sprinkler. Like it hit your head. That's what the water is.
All my showers be here. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I gotta duck down the ground.
He ain't never cleaned his head in a day.
That's what he's telling us, bro.
He ain't never been clean. Nigga,
he got dirty.
He ain't hit no water since the summer of 88.
Bobby part of his body's light skin. He's our complexion here right from the neck down.
When he shower, he got to do that African dance. Male hu babala. He got to get low. Male hu babala.
Wow. Hey, Aaron, why you hang out with these dudes, man?
Oh, I don't be with them. Just online.
Okay. And you know what surprises me is Tahir being afraid of water. I've seen Tahir in water. He's very buoyant. Like, he can float. Like, he shouldn't ever be afraid. Like Corey, he's never gonna sink.
She just called me a fat ass in the nightest way. Did y'all peep it? Did y'all peep it?
I'm very just saying that you should be a lot more confident because you're not gonna die. You're gonna float. That is for damn sure.
When you use the word buoyant, you describe ships, yachts, boats. It's like it's
more fish,
in the hollow
sea
inside.
Lions,
we're going down. Grab onto something buoyant.
She did all of it. Hey, you know what seals it? You know what seals it, Dion? This right here. Oh, that's for damn sure. He ain't gonna drown.
He's not gonna drown. He confident. Don't worry about your nose. The rest of you are gonna be fine. Gonna be fine.
You gotta listen to a black woman. She know best.
I know. I watched him. He never drowned. 7 days. I watched him. He never drowned.
Friend,
But we're not in the
that
water.
was
I thought
personal
we were on the
business, friend.
mountaintop.
That was personal business.
I thought we was on the mountaintop. We not in the water. We on the mountaintop with a book or a notebook. Ain't that where we at?
That's what we doing, friend. That's
So
what we
if
doing.
that is the option, my option is I'm going with the actual book. Because after 6 months, when you find my notebook, every day it's gonna say this is some bullshit. That's gonna be the whole book. 4,000 pages. This is some bullshit. This is some bullshit. That's gonna be the whole. Yeah, let me, because then when I keep reading the book, I can be a different character in that book every time. I can rewrite the ending. I got all kinds of stuff going. So give me the book.
Okay.
Yeah, and I
I'm gonna
can
just and I'm gonna punch in, you know. I'm gonna be on my Lil Wayne Jay-Z. I don't need a notebook. I'm not, we don't write our rhymes, you feel me? It's all
Come
right
on.
here, bro. It's
Come
all right
on.
here. But I need another
Come
book
on.
to read. I'm gonna need that book to read to get through those hard days. But everything
Yeah.
else, you know,
Man, books be
the
tearing
real
my
G's move
ass
is
up.
silence like lasagna.
When it comes to like just finishing them, I'll get down to probably to like the last chapter and I would just abandon the book. The only way realistically I finish books right now is from Audible. If it wasn't for Audible, I would be like Malcolm X's biography. That book is so fucking long, bro.
Why would you
Is this
want
an
to
ad
read
right now?
that?
This sounds like an ad.
No, it does sound like one, but no, it was just, I was just
Why
keeping
did
it
you
real.
want to
Like,
read that?
I'm fascinated
This
by
is a
Malcolm
book.
X's life. He had a crazy life hanging out with all the jazz stars, hanging out with Red Fox. Like, this he's had a fantastic, amazing life. I won't say fantastic, he
To
just had an
hear,
amazing life.
I think that the reason you have a problem with pronouncing words, and I think that that is why it takes you so long to read the books. I've seen, you stopped doing them reads. Remember, you used to read the sentence and it wouldn't go over well. And I understand that. That's why it takes you so long. You and her, if y'all
Yeah,
can't,
I'll
I
let you know
yeah.
now. If I can't spell it, it makes it hard for me to read it. So,
And don't let me read it out loud.
her speaks in five-letter words. That is
What?
max.
No
Four
more
to
words.
five
Y'all just
letters.
skipping
That's
over the
it.
word in a whole sentence, and in the book, you just be skipping over it, like, whatever. Maybe I'll figure it out later on.
I'll come back to it. That's
Yeah.
why I treat
The
it.
context clues in the rest of the paragraph will help me understand this sentence. So I'm gonna just keep going. Absolutely.
Listen,
Brody, he's
I miss Goosebumps. Goosebumps used to have a little correlating picture on the next side of it, and then I'm like, oh, this is tight. I know exactly what's going on.
Oh, that's what Monster is.
Used to run through those chapters.
What a monster is. I'm still laughing at Corey. Why do you want to read that? As in, like, why would you want to learn about the historical black characters of our time? It wasn't like it was like Stephen Gutenberg, like a random
Watch
person.
the movie. Watch the movie.
Like, this dude
Completely
literally
was
lifted the
8 hours
world.
long. The movie
Listen,
was 8 hours
the
long.
movie left off so much from his biography, and the biography was read by Lawrence Fishburne. So Lawrence
Oh,
Fishburne
I don't
going to
want to
work.
hear.
That
I
shit
do
was.
not want to hear Furious Styles reading.
It was really
I can see
good.
him right there with them little balls in his hand reading the whole thing. I don't want to hear
I feel
Furious
like he was doing
Styles.
it though, because
Yeah.
it was some cold ass parts in that book. Like when he was like, he worked for a madam. He used to have to go grab the Johns, and they had to switch two different cabs to go back. That motherfucker lived alive, yo. He lived a
Don't
life.
care. She's like, I don't, she said, she was like, I don't care about
Just
this.
blah, 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 blah.
Don't care
I
about
don't
this
care.
wholesome
If
part.
you
Oh,
saw it and it was
Martin Luther
900
King.
pages, it got 900 pages in it to hear, I'm not picking that book up.
Corey looked like she'd be
All right, so
reading them
let me ask a
romance
question.
novels. You don't want to read the Bible then.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. I don't want to be respond. I don't want to be held accountable for some shit. Yeah. If I don't know it, I can't
Ignorance
be
is
held
bliss.
accountable
If I
for
don't know about it, I'm good.
it. I'm good. That's how I feel.
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is
Right.
like
Ignorance is bliss,
that.
Lord.
You know you
And
can't park here, ma'am. I never took the test, so I don't even
how I'm
know.
supposed to
I
know? When I do,
didn't
I
study the
didn't know I
review.
almost got a ticket for jaywalking. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I don't even know what that is,
It's
but I'm
legal
not.
now. They just
Where are
made it
you
legal in New
located at?
York. They just made jaywalking legal in New York. I just read that
What'd you
yesterday.
say, Brody?
I said you'd be reading them romance novels, right?
So my best friend is an urban fiction romance guru. She has over 52 books that are bestsellers, Amazon bestsellers. She's cold, so I do. So every book is like my drug dealing baby daddy still loves my auntie. Like I read a lot of those.
Is it Quan Mills or something like that? The dude they be having my baby mama is pregnant by my great grandfather's pastor or something like that. It's like a long title.
Yeah, like I host the award show, the Gem Awards. It's a big award show every year in New Orleans, and you get all of these black authors from all around the country coming. And when you get and the winner is Jim Jensen for His Dick Was in My Mouth First, Volume 2. Come on, yeah, and everybody get up.
That's a wild
Volume two.
title.
It'd be
Volume
wild. It'd be like
two.
the book be called Bitch, I Ain't the One, three.
Yep. Bitch, I and then the second one is Bitch, I Ain't the Two either.
Hey, Loki, that's a
so
fire
creative
title.
with the
Those are
titles.
fire titles. Yeah, that's
Those
a
are
good
great titles.
follow-up. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. Let's put it to a vote before we get up out of here. What y'all going with? Y'all going with the book or y'all going with the notebook?
Book.
I want the notebook. I want to write
I want the
Brown
notebook
for
too.
6 months.
Dion?
I'm going with the notebook. I feel like,
Notebook. Let's go,
yeah,
baby.
I'm
Damn, you
creative.
can't even spell. This
So
is insane.
I figured out. I draw.
No, I just say
See,
you're gonna do
no.
hieroglyphics.
Hey, I'm gonna just draw different pictures of me with hair every day for 6 months. Just different styles I can have. Like, all right, I'm gonna get so good at
Someone's
it.
gonna find y'all's notebook and be like, "Wow, this looks like an ancient language."
At least when you write, you can leave something behind. Versus like, "Hey, I wrote an incredible book. That's it. I'm dead."
Watch
We're gonna
this.
jump into
Nobody said that you was getting an ink pen. You just got a notebook. Now you got to figure out. You got to make like clay or dirt, and that's how you writing, right? You got to figure. Yeah,
blood.
getting blood. Yeah, ain't nobody said no. He just said you getting a notebook. He ain't said you getting no markers, no crayons, or nothing. See, y'all don't pay
True.
attention to the
No, he
context
said we
clue.
had one pen, and he said we had 50. Every time we would get near
I
the
never
end,
heard one
we
pen.
would get
And
50
if you do, one pen is only gonna last you three pages because
pieces.
you're gonna keep scratching shit out. I
Write
know.
slow. You gotta write slow. We're gonna jump
Especially if
into
it's one of
this
those
next
BS pens
topic.
that you gotta shake up to before they start working properly. That's I, that that'll piss
What
you
if it
off. You
was a
ready to write your
quill?
book?
What if it's a quill? You got to dab it every time.
Oh, that's going to be a lot. That's going to be
We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water, but you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Would you rather be stuck on a mountaintop barefoot versus underground cave with no light?
What?
I mean, give me the mountain, no shoes, nigga. In the cave with no light is nuts.
Now, that mountaintop, not you got to keep in mind, it's a mountaintop, so it's rigid. It's a lot of jagged edges, a lot of sharp
How do I
edges.
get up there with no shoes on, though?
You got kidnapped, and they left you up there and took your shoes and was like, figure it out, motherfucker.
That's
Now,
diabolical
it's
right
also
there.
snow up there, because you know it's colder up there, so you're walking through snow barefoot and on the rocks.
Put me on the mountaintop. Nigga, I will tuck my chin to my chest and roll down that bitch so fast. By the time I get to the bottom, my feet gonna be fine. I'm
First
rolling.
cliff, unconscious.
Listen to me. That's all that's going to be left is feet at the
That's
bottom
all
of the
right.
hill. That's it.
I'm rolling. Picture me rolling. Listen, picture me rolling. That's why I'm going. I'm rolling.
Her body you think she's going to be
and
bundled
two
up into
feet
a
is still
perfect
later, like,
snowball
whoop,
that it's just going to roll down?
Like a cartoon?
Yeah.
And eventually, I'm going to just stick my hand up. I'm here. Yeah, I don't need my feet. I'm rolling, bro. My back big, okay? My back big. If you tuck your back real tight like this, it like you'll be good. Like to hear, like you know what I'm talking about to hear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Miss Corey, that first
clip
at the bottom of that hill.
Is like, what at the bottom of the hill?
It ain't gonna be nothing but bunions at the bottom of that hill, Miss Corey.
I have a major beast, so it don't even matter to me. It don't matter to me.
On the contrast of being in the cave with no light.
No.
You just like, what was that?
You know what's in the cave?
But am I able to get to the cave? Am I trying to find my way out the cave?
Matt,
yes.
Why am I in there?
Somebody took you in there and snatched your phone and left you.
That's and just hard. Imagine somebody is watching you with night vision on. You doing this?
It's like Silence of the Lambs in the basement. Buffalo Bill is looking at you.
I would rather freeze to death than be eaten alive by rats and bats. I'm not doing it.
Who's there?
He never said no rats and bats is down there.
What I mean, but it's a cave, though.
Huh?
It's a cave, though, her.
Now we add stuff, huh?
You ain't never been in a cave before.
You hear
it's implied. It's implied, Herm. It's implied that it's going to be some type of animals or rodents or something.
Hand raised. Implied is too many letters. Herm don't know what that means.
Okay.
You guys say it.
One can assume that if you are in a cave, then there will be some creature in that
dwelling. What you're trying to say is some shit might be up in the cave.
Anything that's what I'm trying to say. That's
okay.
What I'm trying to say.
All right. Okay.
And you can't see it.
No. A bear could be hibernating. He up like, who the fuck?
You done ran right into a bear.
Mm-hmm. No,
this is a nice couch for someone left here. This couch is nice.
You just camp out on a bear, just lay on that bear.
Yeah, he look at you like, what touching my back? Oh, hell. Okay, I was going to go out for lunch. He's a Muslim.
Yeah.
I was going to get takeout, but I guess I got the Uber Eats right here. The Uber Eats.
Uber Eats, that's hilarious.
Man, that is terrifying. Can you be hearing distant noises from far away? Like, who's coming? What is that? Hey! And your voice is bouncing over the rocks. You look, huh,
who is that? Who's that? Who's that?
That's my, that's the name of my new show, my new paranormal show. It's all black people on it. We go into haunted places and the whole show, all you hear is people going, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was
30 minutes.
Is that the name of the show?
Fuck was that?
Whole time, y'all didn't even leave out the car. Y'all just pulled up where the haunted house at.
Yeah, you in the parking lot the whole time.
Where the fuck is that?
Fuck is that?
Yeah. All right. Think about it like this, y'all. You can only last so long in the cold with your feet out. You're going to die of hypothermia before you even make it down the mountain. You're not even going to get close. Once your feet
are no shoes. Everything else could be, you can have a whole suit, jacket on, coat, hat, Tahir's hat, face mask, but you ain't got no shoes on.
If so I don't have any shoes on, I'm taking Tahir's hat off and wrapping it around my feet. What's wrong with y'all?
Not
y'all
allowed don't know to how do to that. No, Corey, you're not allowed to do that. You got to be
prepared. I mean, listen, you can, like if you're trapped on a mountaintop, right? And you got everything but shoes, right? You got on a shirt and a coat or a coat and a jacket or whatever. I would take off the sleeves off of one of those things and try to wrap my feet around
exactly.
Another. Now, you ain't going to have no cushion, but it might protect you a little bit. But once that shit get cold and wet,
it's done.
Now that's going to make your foot fall off.
Two places that you lose the most heat out of is your head and your feet.
It sounds like y'all need to roll real fast down the side of the mountain. Y'all not applying yourself. Go on in the cave. Go on in the cage with your stupid ass.
I'm going in the
and,
cave.
As soon as you go in the cave
let me tell
and
you.
Get bit by the bat, I don't want to hear nothing.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to go in the cave. Let me tell you. Because, well, first of all, my stature is a little smaller than y'all, so I wouldn't survive on that mountain. That cold would get me quick. I have low iron levels, so I'd probably die pretty fast. I know that. I'm not even going to fight that one. So the cave, though. You know, when you're in a dark place for a long time, your eyes adjust. You know, I fuck around, get night vision, have better vision than anyone, any man living on this planet. You know, I'm seeing in the dark. It's going, my eyes are just going to adapt. I'm seeing, you know, all the bats. I'm seeing everything. That's food right there.
That's even more terrifying. You just start to see them in night vision. They look at you like this, like, you see me, I'm seeing you. You're like,
And then you get attacked. You're going to see yourself get attacked.
Another
You can
thing
get
Broly
attacked on a
got
mountain
working.
too. A mountain lion? Their first name is Mountain.
Brody
I'll
also
ride that
has
bitch down the
the
side.
fact that his mustache doubles as like a match strip. So like he could take a rock
Wow.
and just get a little spark from that right there.
Little
And he could get a
boomerang.
little light so it could take a couple steps too. So
Detachable.
Dang,
I could go
y'all
like
light bright. Y'all probably illuminate the whole cave. You into here in the
Yeah.
cave? That motherfucker bright. We can see
Yeah.
now.
Waffle color
I'm be
niggas.
honest. If I ended up in the cave, I'm going to use all my mama's skills. I'm going to instantly turn into the mother of that cave. Excuse,
You would tell
who
him to
is
close
here?
that screen door.
Who is in here? I'm gonna just start complaining. They're gonna be like, "Man, we're getting the fuck out of here."
Up to
Who?
here.
The worst
Yeah.
thing about being in the cave is you could be going the wrong direction. The exit could be like a feet this way, you like this. You go further in and like, hey, what's in here?
I
You
need all the bats right here because who
deep.
is still up on? You ain't even supposed to be up there. Like I done turned into a complaining mother in there.
Yeah.
So is the bats y'all? So y'all not talking to the rats now? That's what we doing? Everybody in timeout.
You gonna bite
But it's a
me?
warm cave. It's a warm cave. You're gonna be able to have you gonna it's an automatic shelter. Like
Guess what
I'm
it's gonna
living.
smell like? Put that in your head. Guess what it's gonna smell like? And if you touch something with your hand that you can't see, that could be shit.
Anything.
You just
Hey,
and you just
Ace
took your hand and was
Ventura
like, "Oh
was
my
afraid
God,
of bats. Ace
Miss
Ventura was
Cole,
afraid of
it's
bats.
gonna smell like six roommates. This is
He said
nothing
something like, "Oh,
I'm
sorry, I
used
just jacked off on that cave wall. My
to.
bad.
This ain't nothing I ain't used
Oh, that
to."
was me,
You know
man.
what's crazy? Y'all talking about like the bigger and more well-known like creatures in the cave, like the bats, the rats, that type of the bear.
And the
We're not even
spiders.
thinking about like poisonous spiders. We're not thinking about scorpions. We're not thinking about
Stuff that you
fire
cannot
ants.
see that do not live on the top of the mountain. Ain't none of that on top of the mountain. You know what else ain't on top of the mountain? Me, because I done rolled down. Okay? That's all I'm saying. We need to take a vote because y'all not thinking clear. Y'all thinking small when you should be thinking big.
Here's the thing, you roll down, you can't stop your momentum, and you can't avoid like if you're
Surprise.
walking down, like trying to take your time, you may still slip and fall, but like if you see a hazard, like if there's a drop off, then you might not be able to avoid that if you're rolling down versus walking down. So I hear
If
you.
my head is tucked and I'm in a ball, I have a better chance to survive. And I'm not just gonna just go and throw myself like a cartwheel. I'm not gonna do that,
Yeah.
but I'm gonna strategically tuck my head to my chest and
Broken
bring my knees
bones,
up.
broken
Gotta
legs.
go work like that.
Miss Corey.
I can lay stiff as a board and roll sideways like that. That'll work.
But hey, that's what you tell them when you ain't got no seat belts. You said just duck your head in a ball, okay, and try to
That's
stay as close to
what I told
yourself
to
as you
hear.
can.
That's what I told to hear when he got in my car with no doors. Like, hey, bro,
Hey, I
duck your
loved it.
head.
I loved every minute of it. Now, Ty Davis was terrified, but I had a blast. I had a blast riding
I
around in
just
those
put my
days.
doors back on this morning. I'm very sad about it. I feel
It's cold.
claustrophobic.
Yeah, it's about that time. It's got to be getting cold out there. Got to be getting
Yeah, but
cold out there.
if it get dark in here, I know how to get out.
Where you at?
I'm in Chicago.
Okay, tight, tight. Oh, we get
Yeah,
real.
a Jeep with no doors feels like a condom with a zipper. It just feels like it's too risky. It's just like something.
This
Just
how I know you don't wear condoms, Dion. Look at you.
yeah. Everybody made the same face. Me and Brody was like,
it just feels like I know this is protecting because I have a seatbelt on, but it's like I don't have a side.
man, Dion don't know what a condom is, guys. I think
that's here we go.
he's never seen the picture.
He think they got zippers on them. That's
Hold
what
up. First of all,
I have kids. Yeah, adopted nigga.
Whoa.
Y'all
Whoa.
still fucking up about it.
Whoa.
Let's
Man
put it
said a
to a
zipper.
vote,
Who said a
man.
zipper on a condom? A zipper? A zipper?
I
He's
know.
a wild boy for
Where
that
do you
one.
think condoms are? How do you like?
Because I think a man's biggest fear is zipping his meat up
Right.
in a zipper. Like, that's one of your biggest fears.
Yeah. That's how
So
you know
why would you
Dion got
put
a
that on?
coochie.
Maybe that fear is not that big for Dion. Like maybe it's a smaller fear for Dion.
Dion got a coochie with a
fat clit.
And it's th- he said, he already said it's thick. He already said it's thick.
With a fat clit.
Hey, they
got a boochie.
Oh, that's a shame, Dion.
It's wide and they got a little weight on it.
At least I know my timetables.
Dion's right there.
And, the service still went out.
You African booty scratcher.
Oh,
dear. Let's put it to a vote, man. Let's put it to a vote. What y'all going with? Y'all going with the K with no light or mountaintop with no shoes?
Mountaintop.
Hey.
Call me Batman. I'm living in that bat cave. What are you gonna be, Mountain Man?
I think
I'm mountaintop.
I think I'm gonna do the mountaintop too, man. I gotta be able to see where I'm going. So I'm gonna have to
and
just figure
I'm
it
not
out.
Going.
Yeah, I'm a high step all the way down. I'm gonna just like I'm on a football.
you can
y'all,
take the hat off
the human body in that. Y'all don't
take
trust the human
take
body
the hat off and be like a sack race all the way down. Just kind of hop all the way down.
You got a coochie.
I could protect myself with Tahir's hat.
That's what
I'm saying. Sleeping bag, easy.
His hat got
got them things on it.
Yeah.
We're going to jump into this last topic right after this.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Last topic of the day. Would you rather give up all breakfast foods versus all sweets? Sweet slash dessert. So breakfast food would be all eggs, not anything made with eggs, but like scrambled, fried eggs.
People know what breakfast is, so don't try to play.
People, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes you got to be specific with people. So, sausage.
I mean, Tahir will have a hot dog for breakfast. So, you know, he does have to clarify.
Oh, cookies for breakfast. Cookies,
bro. And have. And it is very Keebler elfish of you, Tahir.
So if you pick the you pick the breakfast, then you will also no longer have waffles. Pancakes, French toast, all of that's gone too. Even though it could be looked at as a sweet, but that would be gone forever too. But
no, that's breakfast.
Sweets would be all candy, all pies, all donuts, all pancakes. You're gonna lose pancakes regardless.
Mm-hmm. Well, pancakes ain't a dessert.
It's not, but it's a sweet. Ain't it?
Question: are croissants considered dessert or breakfast?
Breakfast.
It's pastries.
That would.
A pastry is a dessert, though. But a croissant is considered like a bread. Unless it has
more of like a bread.
It,
I mean, like holistic.
If you have something in it, that would make it either, you know, like, but a croissant is bread. So you wouldn't lose a croissant.
Okay. So,
because it's not the glaze, like if it's not the sugar crusted croissant,
if it ain't sweet.
Yeah. It's sweeter
only
sometimes.
Savory breakfast items, essentially. Only savory breakfast.
He don't even eat croissants. He's just trying to find a scapegoat. Like,
that nigga just want a Lugo.
This nigga is allergic to gluten. So, like, he can't even have this shit.
They don't even sell croissants.
I don't know why we're talking about it.
He never learned about croissants and moved out here to LA either, because they don't sell croissants in Philly. Niggas don't eat croissants in Philly.
Listen. You call the chocolate croissant chocolate au boudin. That's how you say it in French. That's a chocolate croissant.
Say one more time. Say one more time. You just said it in nigga, but you said the French words.
That is not true. That is the name of the store. store that the shit came from. I done been to Abu Dhabi plenty of times. Y'all have seen it. They closed now. It'd be in the
airport,
too.
Yeah, it'd be all in the airport.
Yeah, that is the name of the store. You thought you was fancy. Shut up.
His Google search.
Oh, that ain't the name. She called him out by name right there.
Right.
You ain't fancy.
And before he said it, he looked up on Google, like, how do you say this? And it had the pronunciation of it, like.
He walk around with Google Translate. Well, I'm telling you right now, I'm giving up breakfast. I'm giving up breakfast. First of all, I don't like eggs, so I don't care about the way you make eggs. I hate eggs. I can do without pancakes and waffles. The only thing I'm really going to miss would be bacon and grits. Because, and truth be told, grits ain't even got to be breakfast. Because once I throw the shrimp and the green onions and all of the other stuff in it, cheese, it ain't breakfast. I eat that for dinner.
It's a loaded ass breakfast, but it's still breakfast.
It's still breakfast. Yeah, still you find the scapegoats.
Don't give a damn. Anybody that eat an egg and eggs smell like fart, I don't trust your judgment. Damn.
But it's young.
I mean, but you ain't Judge Willie when he ate a little ass though.
Well, that one didn't smell like a fart. That one smelled like butterfly roses number 9 from Bath and Body Works. That's what that smelled like.
Very specific.
He eat a little ass, but he can't eat no eggs. Not in my room. He can eat a little ass, but not a little eggs. That's the name of my new club. That's the logo. You can eat a little ass, but you ain't eating it. You can't eat a little egg.
No eggs in here, baby.
No breakfast here, only ass.
But because I am big on desserts, I eat them and I make them, I can live without them. Mm. A chocolate, there's no way. There's no way I'm living without chocolate. It ain't going to happen.
And that's the contrast of how I'm coming at it. I would need to stop eating sweets. So if option, I'll be like, I can't do this. Thank you, God. If this is the option, I'm going to only eat breakfast. Get this sugary sweets out of my face. I can't do this. So I would have to go the opposite.
Mm. Y'all just don't give a fuck about y'all's nutrition, man. I'm keeping breakfast, man.
That's what I said. I'm doing breakfast. Yeah.
I don't understand. Breakfast is supposed to be the most important meal of the day.
Right.
And it's by far the least healthy meal. It's so much sugar and bread. And
so, listen, Corey, listen what you're saying. So you'd rather eat the sweets for breakfast?
Yeah.
He's like, you be having Snickers for breakfast?
If you're going to do it anyway, you might as well be happy. At least I don't have to smell a fart.
I'm having a bowl of gummy worms.
You just contradict. It's the most important breakfast, and it's the worst. I'd rather eat a cinnamon roll, dipped in chocolate.
You gonna be having Butterfingers for lunch?
Because what's your side? Like,
the truth of the matter is, you eating them both for breakfast anyway. Have you ever gone to a breakfast and they got every type of pastry, coffee, and frosted donuts and tart? All of that breakfast shit is right there. It's the same thing. So what difference do it make?
That's why.
Why don't you just eat like oatmeal? Change your orders.
Oatmeal? I'm not poor anymore. I don't have to do it. Oatmeal is for poverty. That is poverty.
For poverty.
You don't eat poor.
I ain't never heard Dave Chappelle talk about cream of wheat right now. Never.
Cream of wheat's different than oatmeal. Cream of wheat's different than oatmeal. I think oatmeal's a step up.
They're both poor, Brody. Here's how I know that Brody doesn't even engage in that. When I first met Brody, he introduced me to something called orange cranberry. They were from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
I came from very poor Chicago. So poor that I was taking the snacks off of the
plane.
Even worse, off of the when you go on set,
Crafty table.
I was stuffing my book bag with craft services because I didn't know that that was something that they replenished, because I ain't never been nowhere. I'm not cultured. And Brody was like, hey, would you like to try these?
Cranberries from Trader Joe's. Those things slap. Those things slap. But don't get it twisted, Corey. I eat those to appear like I'm on another level. But I come home and have a dinner full of oatmeal. Like, I'm definitely having...
I eat it with my own hands like this.
I've seen your jacket collection. I know that you're a liar. I've seen your jacket collection. I know that
Brody
you're a liar.
Brody has a whole tray of Salisbury steaks, just the steaks.
Oh, my God. That screams poverty. That
feel
is
that
poverty.
Film bag, be like, oh, yeah.
Encore?
Hungry man. Yes, I am.
Oh,
eat them
God.
Cold mashed potatoes in the Salisbury steak. Oh my God, yo.
Oh, hungry let me man, tell you something, man. Though. Those poverty days with that goddamn Salisbury steak, it was fire, yeah. though. You're going to burp afterwards, though. You're going to have a nice little burp, but that steak yeah. going to be good.
Felt like the plastic just stayed on the steak. Like you yeah. couldn't get the plastic off.
Yeah, it's like either or. Like you can leave the plastic on if you want. Like we made it that way. It has a little bit of flavor. Yeah. Like y'all can...
It's edible. It's biodegradable. It's biodegradable.
One of them was going to be frozen, though. One of them was going to be frozen still when you bit into it. Always
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So yeah. no.
Remember the fried chicken? It was never fried. It was just right. moist and
yep.
salty.
Moist chicken, yeah.
Hey, let's do it a year. What's the last year you had a microwave dinner? Because I can't even.
Saturday. Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
Hey, can we ask a different question? Because I don't that, like this
right.
question.
Got
who are the stars of y'all's dishes? Who are the stars?
The brownie. It's gonna always be the brownie, Brody.
I like always,
cause that
steak.
Mac and cheese. You do not to hear. That's
you
how
see,
I know you got. If you ate that Salisbury steak to hear, that's how I know you got lead in your system. That's what's wrong with you. Got lead.
It's full of mercury.
I stopped when I saw my eyes are spreading. My eyes used to be closer, but
yeah.
when I was eating those, my eyes sort of spread out.
I'm telling
out.
You, it's mercury. You got mm-hmm. mercury in your system.
Yeah.
The yep. mashed potatoes, honestly, was the safest thing there. And they
yeah.
it's the crazy part, Herm. That whole time, those were grits. You just thought they was that.
Full of salt and sugar. Full of salt and butter.
Wait, what?
You were like, and why does this like chalk?
They put like, oatmeal in my fucking Salisbury
like,
steak.
Some gritty ass mashed potato.
You could put them in your hand and go like this, and it'll blow like dust.
God, this is so traumatizing.
Yeah. Oh,
like, boy. That's the reason I cook.
I saw a meme the other day on Instagram, and somebody had like the wafers, the little small wafers from Chameleon. And it had the nacho cheese and salsa on it.
Oh my God.
Nah,
that's a preacher's that's a preacher's kid.
Gotta pray yeah, through the struggle.
You put peanut
like
butter on, that's a PB&J. That's a peanut
that.
Butter and
like,
Jesus.
Right. You get to heaven and he like looking at the list of all the shit you did, and he like, you put cheese dip on the offering, nigga. What's wrong with you?
Bro, I saw
it's called Jesus Christ.
Come on, Brody.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot be this brilliant all the time, bro. You cannot be this brilliant.
It was a couple episodes ago. I called Brody Hawkeye, and he was like, I don't want to be Hawkeye. He's the weakest Avenger. I'm like, nah, that nigga don't miss, though. Brody, yeah. and he. You can go through the episode.
Brody does not miss
shit right here because Brody, yeah. he will wait in Raptors for an opening and then throw that shit in the land every yeah. single goddamn
I agree.
Time, bro. Fucking Hawkeye.
I threw one in before that, but y'all talked over it. But I'm not gonna repeat it now because if it don't,
that's
if it don't
the
hit,
worst, yo.
If it don't hit, then maybe y'all chose to not let it hit. Maybe y'all didn't hear me, but we'll never know.
Brody, I think you should repeat it because I think I caught it, but they were doing too much.
This I said you pressure. Put peanut butter on that communion bread. It's a PB&J, a peanut butter and Jesus.
Yeah,
see,
no, you should have left that.
I like
yeah,
the other
you
one.
You should have left that out.
Yeah.
The thing is, I heard it and I laughed, but I let it go because I didn't want you to be uncomfortable.
Like it was good.
Look at the face.
It was.
I
good,
thought it was
but
great,
it
bro. I missed it the first time, but
it wasn't
good.
Jesus. Just it wasn't that. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I think we're wrapping up now. It's 109.
All right, let's put it to a vote, man. Let's put it to a vote. What are we going with, y'all? We going with
keeping
giving up breakfast or giving up sweets?
Pancakes. Keeping breakfast.
Keeping breakfast.
Pancakes.
Keeping sweets. Keeping
Brody.
Sweets.
Keeping breakfast.
Dion.
Just keeping breakfast.
Keeping breakfast. Keeping breakfast for me too, man. I got to get it. I love it. I love it. Well, listen, before we get out of here, we want to thank all of our special guests today. We got Dion Leck, Big Herm, Corey B, and Brandon Brody. I'm to hear more representative for the OG squad. We'll see y'all next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.